What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Today, I want to take you behind the scenes of a recent coaching call that I had with one of my accelerator coaching members. And she was asking, she was considering changing her course to a membership. And this is a question that I love. It comes up a lot. And I love it because it allows us to look at two of the three pillars of being the optimized CEO of your business, which is what we're all about here, what we talk all about. And that is business mindset and sales and marketing, right? So two of the three pillars, optimize mind and optimize sales and marketing. The other pillar being optimize systems and processes. And so if you've ever considered, you know what, I really want to switch my course to a membership, this one's for you. Even if you haven't, I'm going to teach you how to think about things differently in your business so that you can maybe get the outcome that you want without having to do a whole lot of extra work. Let's get into it. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you, as always, for tuning into the show today and coming to hang out with me. This is episode number 521. And if this is your first time here, welcome, my friend. So pumped to have you here. If this is your 521st episode, well, you go with it with your bad self. I appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in all these years. We recently hit, by the way, 7 million downloads here on the show. Like, that just blows my mind. 7 million downloads. I jokingly asked my wife this morning, who really doesn't, she doesn't hate podcasts. Podcasts are just not really for her. She doesn't hate them. They're just not really for her. And we were joking this morning. I was like, what's the name of my podcast? And she's like, The Art of, well, it used to be The Art of Paid Traffic. I was like, you don't even know what your husband's podcast is. 7 million downloads, and you don't know what it is. And she's like, The Art of Online Marketing. I'm like, no. So what does she do? She pulls out her phone, she starts Googling it. Yeah. 7 million downloads. My wife doesn't even know what the name of my podcast is. But anyway, I'm going to be doing a whole episode about the lessons I've learned over the years in doing this podcast. And after 7 million downloads, and I have you to thank for it, you, the listener, to thank for coming in and tuning in every week and supporting the show. I super, super appreciate that more than you know. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting and listening to the show. Now, today I want to share with you an overview. I want to kind of take you behind the scenes of a recent I do, as part of Accelerator, which is my coaching program, I do AMA calls, Ask Me Anything calls, and I do them twice a month. This is in addition to all the, there's a ton of access and one-on-one coaching from me. This is just one thing that we have as part of Accelerator, where people sign up for, it's kind of like a lightning coaching session. People sign up for a 10-minute slot, and they come in with one question, and we just break through whatever that question is, and they're like, all right, cool, I'm out of here, I'm going to go do it. And it's just a lot of fun. And I do it for a couple hours every other Thursday afternoon, and I just have a blast. And so anyway, during a recent AMA session, one of my Accelerator coaching members came to me and said that she was considering changing her course to a membership, and she wanted to get my thoughts on it. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this is a question that comes up a lot, and I love it because it allows us to talk about two of the three optimized CEO pillars, right? We talk all about what it means to be an optimized CEO. So in answering this question, it allows us to look at the mindset. So optimized mind, which is one of the pillars, then also optimized sales and marketing, which is one of the other three pillars, okay? And so my first question back to her, I said, okay, why do you want to do this? Why are you considering changing your course to a membership? And I wasn't surprised by the answer, because this is the most common answer. And it was, I want reoccurring revenue. I want money coming in every single month, right? And there are a lot of different reasons where switching a course to a membership works, right? Or a lot of different reasons. But the desire for reoccurring revenue each and every month is the biggest one that I hear by far. So now that we knew that, now that I understood that, we continued to dig into, you know, into things a bit more. The course that she was offering and that she was referring to cost $997. And she had a payment plan option, but I don't recall exactly what it was. It was lifetime access, right? And she successfully sells the course, right? It's not like it doesn't sell. It sells really well. And so for that reason, and because her goal was reoccurring revenue, what I offered to her was a different way of thinking about it. So this is where we get into like the optimized mind, the mindset of our business. So first of all, when we think of memberships, we often think of monthly payments, like Netflix, for example. You pay, I don't even know what Netflix is these days, but like you pay a monthly payment, right? It's a monthly membership. But if you look at something like Amazon Prime, for example, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what the price is anymore. It used to be $97. I think it's up from that. But you pay that for the whole year, right? You pay upfront for the next year. But it's still considered a membership, right? So it's kind of all how you look at it. And so what I posed to her was, what if she made her program a 12-month program instead of lifetime access? And I've talked about this before on the podcast here. What exactly is lifetime access anyway? How do you define lifetime access? Now, I made that mistake for years in my business, offering lifetime access, right? But what does it mean? Does it mean your lifetime? I asked somebody on one of our group coaching calls in Accelerator yesterday, this whole question about lifetime access came up. And I said, well, what does it mean to you? And I was referring to a different member of Accelerator. And she said, it means until I die. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So you've thought this through. And she was very, you know, matter of fact about it. And we kind of joked. I was like, is this going to be part of your copy and stuff like that? But anyway, lifetime access. What does that mean? Does it mean your lifetime? Does it mean your member's lifetime, your student's lifetime? Does it mean the lifetime of your business? Does it mean the lifetime of the course or the program? Like, what does it mean? It's so ambiguous, right? And so what I encourage her to do is, instead of offering, by the way, when you offer lifetime access, you're also losing out on future revenue. And so yeah, that's what I posed to her. I said, what if we made this a 12-month program instead of lifetime access? And she liked this idea right away. And she gave me an example of a student of hers who bought the exact program a few years ago. And this person is still in the Facebook group asking questions and getting their money's worth because it was lifetime access. I would do the exact same thing. I'd be taking full advantage of it. And, you know, she's not bitter or anything like that. She totally gets it. But that's another thing. Like, if it were a 12-month access to the program, you can charge something, you know, after the 12 months, which is what I'll talk about here in a second. And so what she could do is then offer a 12-pay option at $97 a month, which would give her monthly reoccurring revenue that was what her goal was originally, from thinking, hey, I want to turn this course into a membership because I want reoccurring revenue. All right, so offer a 12-month program. People can still pay the $9.97, or they have the option to pay the 12 monthly payments at $97 a month. So check the box there for monthly reoccurring revenue. I then suggested to her that after the 12 months, right, because it's a 12-month program, she could then charge some sort of smaller monthly fee, for example, just like a monthly membership, and people can cancel at any time, for people to stay in the community and to continue getting access to the community, to updated content and trainings, and et cetera. And she smiled and she's like, I love this idea, because all this really was simply repositioning her existing offer a little bit and kind of optimizing a little bit. She'll get the reoccurring revenue each month for the people who choose $97 a month, and she'll be able to increase her revenue or her overall revenue, because after the 12 months of the program, people will then very likely want to stay and pay monthly. So not only is she, you know, checking the box, if you will, of, okay, I want reoccurring revenue from this. Boom, got it. It's a 12-month program, still offer the one-time payment, or you can do 12 months. Monthly fee of $97, right? But it's a 12-month program. And then after those 12 months, it converts into a monthly program, and she can charge, you know, whatever, maybe it's $47 a month or something like that. And people can cancel at any time. So now it sort of transitioned into more of a quote unquote traditional style membership. And so it's a win-win-win for her. She doesn't really have to do anything. Just it's kind of a simple repositioning of the offer. She doesn't have to create anything new. She doesn't have to change a whole bunch of copy or messaging or anything like that. A few simple tweaks there, and she's achieving exactly what she wanted to do and more, because she's increasing her revenue in the process. And so here's my challenge for you today. I want you to take a look at your main offer in your business and take some time to think through if there are any ways that you can optimize that offer, reposition it without really making any changes to it, that can result in an offer, frankly, that's more exciting for you and also bring you more revenue in the long run, exactly the example I share with you here today. Okay. So really look at your main offer and then sit down, take some time, whatever, you know, take some thinking time, take some CEO time to whatever, go for a walk or whatever, to think through, are there any ways that you can optimize your existing offer, maybe reposition it a little bit without really making any changes to it, that can have big results for you. These are leverage points for you that can result in, you know, more excitement about your offer for yourself and also bring in more revenue for you in the long run. Now, if you'd like my help finding those hidden profit centers, if you will, in your business so that you can increase your revenue, you can scale your business all while working fewer hours per week, because that is what we are all about here, then I want to invite you to learn more and apply for my accelerator coaching program. This is for online course creators or online coaches, and you're more advanced in your business. You're already averaging at least $7,000 to $8,000 per month in revenue from your online business, and you're looking to scale, but you're not exactly sure what next steps that you should be doing in order to scale. And you don't want to work more. You want to scale while working fewer hours. That's what I help you do. right? So if you're looking to grow your team, but you're not really sure where to start, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're burnt out, if you're heading towards burnout, if you're just not really sure what you should be doing in the business and focusing on, then Accelerator is for you. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator and you can learn more. It's application only. We're accepting applications right now and you can fill out the application right there. And we really look forward to reviewing your application. All right, my friend. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.